This is the Detroit Lions 2026 season preview, and it opens with as strange a stat line as a 9-8 team can post, 481 points, fourth most in the NFL, from a team that watched the playoffs on television. Detroit missed the postseason for the first time since 2022 as the first team out in the NFC, half a game behind the wildcard line, and the ending was specific. A Week 17 elimination game in Minnesota, where Jared Goff turned the ball over 5 times, 2 interceptions, 3 lost fumbles, behind 5 sacks, in a 23-10 loss to a backup quarterbacked Vikings team. The market has already forgiven everything, a win total of 10.5 and favorite status in the NFC North, priced ahead of the Bears team that actually won it. This episode mostly agrees with the direction, and spends its time on the two things the price is ignoring. What was real, the offense, again, still. 7th in expected points per play, 5th in pass efficiency, 5th in red zone touchdown rate, and 481 points with the receipts distributed exactly how Detroit drew it up. Goff finished 3rd in the league in adjusted net yards per attempt, 4,564 yards, 34 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, with a charting profile that holds up everywhere our data looks. 3rd best clean pocket efficiency of all qualifiers, 5th against the blitz, 6th in the red zone, and a stable, repeatable core that graded 8th. Amon-Ra St. Brown caught 117 balls for 1,401 and 11 scores. Jameson Williams cleared 1,100. Jahmyr Gibbs put up 1,223 rushing yards and 13 rushing touchdowns at just over 5 yards, a carry with 616 receiving yards on top. Now, the two honest asterisks. First, the run game around Gibbs's brilliance was inefficient in aggregate, 26th in rush efficiency, because the non-Gibbs carries went nowhere. Second, the defense finished 14th in expected points allowed with the 4th most sacks in football. Good, not great. And it produced that middle-of-the-pack season while losing its secondary piece by piece. Kirby Joseph's knee at midseason, Brian Branch's Achilles in Week 15, and a team that entered Week 18 ranked 2nd in the league in man games lost, per the season's injury tracking. What was luck? The ledger leans friendly, gently. Detroit's point differential says a 10-win team played a 9-win season. Underperformance, not over. The one-score record was 3-5, below water. Turnover margin plus 4, 9th, nothing. No regression flags fire against them, and the under-Pythag profile historically nudges teams up, not down. But we won't sell the loud version of the bounce, because the sharpest luck story here is concentrated in one night. 5 turnovers in the elimination game, from a quarterback who threw 8 interceptions all season. Goff's giveaway rate was elite for 4 months and catastrophic for 3 hours. Both are real, neither is destiny. The honest read is that 2025 Detroit was a 10-win roster that lost the coin flips, lost the injury lottery spectacularly, and then lost the one game it couldn't. The identity, charting data via NFL Verse, and here's the first thing the market is ignoring. Detroit's defense was one of football's most man-heavy shells. 40.8% man, 5th most, with the 8th highest cover one rate and the 2nd lowest rate of too high in the league. An aggressive, single-high identity that requires corners and safeties who win alone. Coordinator Kelvin Shepard returns, so the scheme carries. The players who ran it might not. Joseph's knee remains publicly unresolved. The team has said it doesn't know his future. Branch is a candidate to open on the physically unable to perform list, with Dan Campbell joking that December is a bonus, and Terrion Arnold was released in late June after his arrest on 8 felony charges, which we note as charges, nothing more. A man-heavy defense with no proven corners is not a scheme, it's a dare. On offense, the identity question has a different shape. John Morton was stripped of play calling after 8 games last season and fired after it. Drew Petzing is the 3rd coordinator in 3 years, and the reporting says the expectation is that Campbell hands him the call sheet. An expectation, not an announcement. Pass rate over expected sat 26th, run leaning, around a passing game that ranked 5th. Detroit's offense has outproduced its identity for 2 years. Maybe Petzing resolves that. Maybe Campbell takes the sheet back in November again. What changed, beyond the coordinators, is a deliberately quiet offseason from a team betting on health. 11 of its own free agents signed elsewhere. Alex Anzalone to Tampa, DJ Reader to the Giants, Amik Robertson to Washington. While the only signing above $5 million a year was center Cade Mays, after Graham Glasgow was cut. David Montgomery was traded to Houston in March for a lineman and picks, with Isaiah Pacheco signed for under $2 million as the veteran behind Gibbs. The draft went to the trenches. Clemson tackle Blake Miller at 17, Michigan edge Derek Moore at 44 after a trade-up, no pick in round 3. Teddy Bridgewater unretired again to back up Goff, whose restructured deal, $40 million converted to bonus, $32 million in cap freed, is a win-now signal, not a succession one. Add it up, and Detroit's 2026 case is almost entirely internal. The same offense, the same defensive scheme, and the health it didn't have. So the 2026 question is the one the 10.5 win total skips. What does this roster look like in September specifically? Because the bounce case is a December case. Branch's realistic return is deep in the season. Joseph has no timeline at all. Laporta is trending toward camp after back surgery, but never practiced in spring. The corner room after Arnold's release is a one-year veteran, a fifth-round rookie, and holdovers. Our macro data adds the quiet warning on top. Defense is the least sticky unit in football year over year, and Detroit's 14th place finish was earned with Joseph and Branch for half a season each. The version of this defense that takes the field in week one could be genuinely bad, in a division where the other three quarterbacks include the league's best clean pocket passer and an 11-win division champion. Detroit's schedule softens the blow. Its unique opponents grade among the league's easiest, and Goff's floor makes catastrophic Septembers unlikely. But favorite status assumes the roster on the injury report, not the one in the building. Fantasy names to know. Scored half PPR. Gibbs is the first pick in fantasy football. RB1, 1.3 average draft position, and 1,139 scrimmage yards with 18 total touchdowns is what the first pick is supposed to look like. St. Brown at WR4 is about as safe as the position gets. 117 catches, 10th best efficiency against man coverage among qualified receivers. Jameson Williams at WR27 is the value line. 1,100 yards priced like a WR3 because the touchdowns went elsewhere. Laporta at TE8 is a health discount on a proven position leader. Goff at QB15, third in ANEA, going as a backup, is the room's quiet mispricing. And Pacheco at RB45 is a name to know, not a name to trust. Our efficiency board ranked him 45th of 49 last season, and the appeal is purely the zip code behind Gibbs. The verdict, 10.5 and the division favorite, and our ledger mostly cosigns, an under-Pythag roster with a top-three quarterback profile, top-shelf skill talent, and no regression flags is exactly what a bounce looks like. The two unpriced items are the calendar and the corners. This team is being drafted at its December strength, and its September secondary is a scheme dare with no proven names. Call it 10 to 12 wins, with more early season fragility than any favorite in football. The 481 points were real. The miss was real too, and the parts that caused it heal on their own schedule, not the markets. Follow the Detroit Lions feed for the weekly show. Every game, every number, all season. This was the Muff 2026 Lions preview. Every number verified.